This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2025.
Ooh.
Can I ask you something real fast since it's top of mind?
Like, how fast? Don't do it too fast. Well, I want to make sure I hear you.
I got to figure out how I word it because right. You're a sports guy too.
Yeah, well.
Has there ever been a team in any sports league that's had a player with the same name, two different players with the same name? Anyway, I was thinking, I don't think there is.
In this, say the question again, because it was worded where it slides out a couple options. Word it again.
Had there ever been two different players with the same name that's played for the same team?
Okay.
Not at the same time.
Right. Not that I know of. I can't think of...
That'd be confusing, wouldn't it?
We're hitting that point in world population.
Well, actually, there is one I just thought of.
Who?
There are two Jalen Williams right now for the Thunder. They spell their names different.
L-I-N-L-E-N.
Yep.
Yeah.
But other than that, like we were talking about, I mentioned DJ Moore for the Bears. I'm like, let me look it up. And I forgot, not the DJ Moore now.
For the Panthers.
Well, he's the Bear now.
That's the same DJ Moore from Spartanburg?
No, it's a different one. That's what I was saying. Like, it shows up the current DJ Moore.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And that's not even, like, current. Wow.
We need more exotic names.
Well, I bet.
Yeah, more exotic names. So we've got Sterling Sharp, football NFL Hall of Famer, go Cox. And then we've got a baseball player named Sterling Sharp now. They're not related, I promise you. And then you have Hunter Renfro that played for the Clemson Tigers football Raiders, and I think now a free agent.
And you got one that played for the Padres in baseball.
And then you got the baseball player named Hunter Renfro, although spelled differently.
Okay.
Hunter Renfro. Boy, that's just a run-of-the-mill name, isn't it? Sterling Sharp?
Well, you mentioned Sharp. I heard a...
It's spelled different, too.
You know when you're watching the Instagram reels that have ads? Shannon Sharp pops up on an ad. And I don't want to say what it's for, but the hearing him say the words, "Get hard, you will get hard," over and over. I'm like, this is great.
And steroids.
That's something similar.
Something similar.
Don't you want to get hard? Get hard.
I saw the little clip of him saying, "John Cena, man, you owe us an apology."
Did you see Sterling going to the Hall of Fame?
No, that was I didn't see it at the time. I've seen, like you said, Instagram clips. That was one they didn't like build much up to. Like it just happened.
Do you like how they do it that way? How they do the presentation?
The presentation of the jacket?
No, I haven't got that far yet. Just the announcement that he's going in. So he goes, you know, he goes into his house, goes down to his basement.
Oh, no, that I did not see.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
So Sterling goes into his house and goes down to his basement.
Where does he live now?
It didn't say.
But I bet he ain't in Green Bay anymore.
I doubt it. I mean, who the hell wants to stay around?
They'd like to get out.
I'm fine.
Shannon's in the basement with his jacket on.
He's in
that's when they figured
basement
out.
Shay Shay.
Pretty much. And he welcomes them to the Hall of Fame that way. It's pretty cool how they do it now. They'll take an old player from the same team or like a relative that's already in. And
they, you know, like I said that for years, and I like to think somehow, some way, Hunter heard me talking about how, man, you got these wrestlers that are on Legends contracts, which means they owe you X amount of autographs, X amount of
the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life. Yeah. I think it goes on a... Who was it? Ricky Morton was telling us. Like a 5-year...
Bye, buddy.
But I think once you go in the Hall of Fame, you get it like as a... almost like a pension kind of thing. But anyway, it's like... if you go into a town where, let's say, you know, like when AEW was in... When Asheville, they're like, hell, Ricky and Robert live close to here. Let's involve them in a way.
Yeah.
And it just... And so now they're doing that more of like, look who's here tonight. Although, God, what's his name for Buffalo? Freaking Dawkins. He's a huge fan. He was at both nights.
Oh, yeah.
He was out there. He had hair like a little girl. Those big old, like, bead balls. You remember they'd have back in the day? They were, like, real short little, what do you call it? It's like, not dreads.
Afro puffs?
Isn't that what? Full-on Afro puffs. I remember the Lady of Rage.
He had his Bills belt with him. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, but he was there both nights, and I was like, he's a big fan to come. Because if you go to one of them things, like you're about done with it. Like after the first night, like a two night WrestleMania, no way.
He's putting out the feelers.
Takes all night.
Yeah. Somebody asked Paul. I don't know if you watched the press conference after. I just kind of let it go through because I was doing other stuff.
Oh, that's ready.
Somebody asked him. I did that in the first match. Somebody asked me if all PLEs are going to be two nights. He said, no, not at all.
That's
too much work.
The city hosting it would love to hear that, but no way. It's like a multi... I mean, if you're young enough and you haven't been to enough crap in your life, you appreciate those three-day festivals and all that stuff. No. No more. Not unless the hotel can be on the grounds of wherever the concert's at. Like, if Woodstock had a hotel, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
If they'd had a hotel nearby.
They didn't figure it out. They didn't think it was going to be that big, I guess. I don't know why you wouldn't.
I'm talking about any of the other Woodstocks.
So people would be...
People throwing doo-doo everywhere and all that.
Swimming in
sliding
doo-doo.
Through doo-doo.
Ew.
Throwing doo-doo at... who was it? Who was the... They had a...
Each other, right?
They had a really big-time actress that was there for some reason that one year, 94... Where it was it Rosie Perez?
She was at one of the, that might have been 99.
She got pissed because they were throwing Dookie at her on the stage.
And they wanted her to pull her boobs out, too.
Yeah. I think it was Rosie Perez. And it's like, first of all, like, what's the correlation here with this? Like, y'all just trying to recreate 1969.
Take a pick.
Where, you know, celebrities, Hollywood people hung out with the rock stars. And there was only one draw that made that happen. That was drugs,
pretty much. That was one James hang on, James Brown. Yeah, God, I can't believe I forgot his name.
He was early.
He said, you know, I want to get paid more money or I ain't going on.
Right.
Give me more money.
Get up, get on up,
stick it up a shoe,
get up, get on up.
Yeah, you know, he'd want to go out first. I've noticed that with the older independent wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
They all want to be the first match.
They want it so they can go home.
Nobody wants to be the main event.
No, I mean, like, you know, for the payout, certainly. But otherwise, like, you got to get there early. Like, they get there. What were they telling us? They get there at 11.
Yeah.
For a, like, a Raw or a AEW show. 11 o'clock. Then you, so that show's not over till. And I realize a lot of it's just sitting around, bored, playing cards with Andre. And throwing bones with Michael.
We got pocket loses.
That's why all those people develop gambling addictions, because they're just sitting around backstage at these things, and they're like, I can't just walk around because everybody's just going to mess with me and stuff. I just got to sit in this dressing room and gamble. I got to play bones. How many beers can Andre drink tonight?
I said Andre ran a strict locker room, too, unless you were a ref or a worker. You weren't allowed in.
No, God. There's this great picture of someone coming in to the locker room with a camera, taking a picture of him sitting there playing cards with anybody looks small beside Andre some black guy, and then I want to say one of the Robert Goulet, one of those guys.
Oh yeah.
And the look on Andre's face, and he's putting his hand up like, "Don't take a picture in here, because you know you're breaking the kayfabe," and it's a great picture. It's just like you had to be scared out of your mind for that guy to like get pissed at you, because I mean if you could run good, like, you were fine. He was not mobile at all, but boy, when he got a hold of you, good God. Good God Almighty, man.
God, I remember Jeff telling us when he was fake HBK at one of the Raws.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you get there super early, like you were saying, but he was wearing Shawn Michaels, like, real stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you didn't try to keep anything? He's like, as soon as you get back there, he's waiting. Take it off. Give it back right now.
Hurry, here, give it to Whisper. She's going to take it home and wash it.
I would have ran. It's like he just would have went back to the seamstress anyway.
You would have just like walked right out of the building after the segment was over.
I would have worn it.
You would have sexy boyed all the way to the parking lot.
I'm like, let me wear the shirt that's like, you know, ripped up with a little mirrors on it.
Me and you went down. If we were dressed as HBK and we went down to do the little pose where he split his legs, why we'd split the pants.
Would tear like a nut muscle.
Rip them into testicles. They we turn them into shaps.
Ooh,
shaps. Man, I've never seen a fat stack of cash like. And this was our last wrestling booking together. Was the weekend after Ricky and Robert went into the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
they sold so much merch.
Oh yeah,
he had a huge stack of cash in the locker room. He's going through it. Just making money right here, boys.
The folks in that town were hungry for wrestling that night. We sold all our gimmicks too. God.
And they were
all of them.
I mean, look, George South pretty much had like a whole Walmart set up at his table. Like, he had all kind of stuff.
He does. Like, he has it set up like it's a yard sale.
Everybody's.
Like a wrestling fan. It's like an estate sale for a wrestling fan. That's what he did. Like, he does.
It's but so much.
It's smart though. He's like, you know what?
Yep.
They never made one of him, you know? He never had his own figure.
Not only were they taking...
Referees had their figures, but they never made one of George Damn South. Unless, you know, it's one of those that old Carbonaro did. Not Carbonaro. Cardona. God! Carbonaro's
freaking
magician. Yeah.
God, that show sucked.
It wasn't that bad.
It was
His reaction was bigger than the person they were pulling a trick on.
What's the other one that sucked?
Dun, not, dun, 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 dun.
What's the one with the guy with the blonde hair like Doolittle, the chicken, but he's got glasses too?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Real spiky. God dang it. It's not Billy on the Street, because that's funny.
Billy on the Street's awesome. Billy.
I can't think of this show.
Billy on the Street.
He's got like, you know, Buddy Holly looking glasses. He's got like like a blonde mohawk.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, that show sucked.
Yeah, like it was like Drunk History kind of, except it was like Willy Wonka's version of it.
This is when True TV flipped off of, you know, everything, Pawn and stuff like that.
You described him great. That like totally like told me, yeah, that's who that guy was. Yeah, I don't know who that is. I know.
Dang it. I'll know him if I see him. A lot of those guys.
Like the one guy that goes and tries to find all the... he's a taller, heavyset kind of guy, and he goes and looks for... He's like the Indiana Jones of reality TV, where he goes and looks for all these treasures and stuff.
That might be interesting.
Yeah, but it's all... If you again, everything comes with age. You like a fine wine, baby. It's once you've watched enough of these reality shows, you see the formula. You know, not always, but you got a good idea. Like, okay...
Ice Road Truckers had to be the worst one.
And that's the one where I think
we all might
have to explain that to St. Peter one day. We say, we gave you a short time there on Earth, and you spent 8 hours watching these shows about 18-wheelers sliding sideways on the ice.
But it was good, especially the
fools,
India one.
You kept thinking they were going to fall off the mountain, not knowing that happened in real life, you would have heard about it already.
They always cut to it, too, like, oh, he's sliding.
He's just sitting there, all right, I'll be there at midnight. All of a sudden, wait a minute, and then they go to that B footage where it shows it sliding completely sideways. You're like, God, hurry up and come back. I want to see if Earl made it.
Or they're having trouble unloading their load because there's people there that aren't being cooperative. That's the best part.
Shipping Wars. We watched that one.
It's going to chain up his tires.
Anything with war, we love.
Heck yeah.
Remember that one? We talked to all these ice road truckers, but the one that laughed like a serial killer?
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Never forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We talked to even the God. Here's one that'll blow your mind. Who was the guy we interviewed from the show Big Shrimpin'? I mean, it was a fun show, but you just kind of look at it like, all right.
Oh my God!
I recognize this footage from another episode.
I'll never get this time back in my life.
Storms are coming. The boat's going sideways. It's real dark, and then they cut to another scene where it's sunny. You're like, wait a minute. You ain't really having a storm here. That's from two episodes ago, you jerks.
And we watched Alligator Hunter. We watched shoot 'em.
Swamp Hunter.
I always talk to all those guys. Man, yeah. I wish we could talk to Tom Beers again, knowing what I know now about him.
Like, look at Tom Beers.
Yep.
Oh.
Made a ton of money.
Like, History Channel gave us some of our best interviews.
God, they really. I mean, we talked to Frank and Mike, you know, God Rest His Soul.
Yes.
Frank Fritz.
Yep.
We talked to those guys a lot.
A lot.
Because they were coming here. They were, like, always through here. And they still solicit for, hey, if you got some stuff. Old signs junk. Or whatever.
We want your junk.
Let us know.
All the moonshiners, we had them on.
Yep.
I don't know that we had any people are texting in now.
They were nice guys. I didn't like the show. But
I watched some of Parking Wars, but I don't think we interviewed any of the meter maids.
Parking Wars?
Talked to all Parking the Wars. Storage Wars people. Mm-hmm. Barry was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of them. Even the old Yup guy. He's kind of the
Dave,
villain. Yeah.
Dave Hester. Yup.
Yeah.
Though Barry wouldn't tell us really how he made his money.
See, what they ought to do is probably then he's a nepotism baby then. I mean, don't you assume that if you see somebody with money and they're like, hey, what do you do? And you're like, hey, you know, I'd rather not say, or I don't really do anything. It's like, oh, your grandpa was a land baron.
People got him confused with like a separate Barry Weiss, but that's a different guy.
Yeah. But they should go through that. That was A&E, I think, that was. Yeah. History Channel A&E should go in, and not for like a continual thing, but just do an update. I'd like to see what some of these people are up to now.
Yeah, what's Brandy up to? She still have big ones.
Like, he went to, that's why just the couple I was thinking of, because her bald-headed husband, he went to jail, right?
Jared.
He went to jail?
I think he did before the show.
Oh.
He wouldn't really talk about that, too. We had them both on at the same time. I don't think we ever had them separate.
Okay.
Brandy and Jared.
She was always cute. Like, man, baby, you could be doing so much better than him. Yeah. You go into storage units all weekend long.
We even talked to old Pay the Lady, the guy that ran it.
Oh.
Like all of them.
Like
at some point.
Yeah. Even, I mean, when it, and then the Cajun one. We interviewed that guy, Cajun. Jimmy Durante.
Oh, Jimmy Duramus.
Duramus. Jimmy Durante.
We're like, is that your son? No, it's my brother. Yeah. Okay. I got a younger brother. I get it.
We interviewed the guy from Hardcore Pawn, Les Gold.
We had Les, Seth. Didn't talk to Ashley.
My God.
No.
Les was great.
They owe us some kind of award for like getting them a lot of press for all these shows or something. All of them. I mean, God.
And they took them off. Now I see them in reels. I'm like, I want to go back and watch some of this stuff.
See, in the early days before they got bougie, like we had on the old dude from The First Survivor and Richard Hatch. We had him on.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Rudy.
Rudy was the old guy. Yeah. We had him on and then some... athletic looking lady.
What Sue was it from the first season?
God, I don't know. It was someone who was, you know, athletic looking.
I remember talking to Rick Harrison. He was like, you know, it got so crazy on the road that, like, you know, you had to start checking IDs on some of these girls trying to get into the room and whatnot.
Well, remember the pictures of Frank up at Sturgis.
Wet t-shirt contest. They're
doing the wet t-shirt contest, and like girls just had their jugs out like right in front of his face. And it's like, oh look, the guy who collects antiques is all of a sudden.
What are you doing?
Doing shots and kissing nipples.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, Fajita Mike, man, that guy was a trip.
Yeah, not even with all that. My God.
He even cooked for us. We didn't get to eat it, but he cooked for us.
It wasn't very good.
That's why we're still here today. We didn't get it.
I saw more of his ass crack than I saw his face.
God, man, you ain't kidding.
But he was wild.
And it looked like a a food oil receptacle.
The only way I could describe him to people is like, if you never saw him, was like a really fat Brad Pitt, like in the face. Like, I'm like, you look like a fat Brad Pitt. And he was so drunk.
So you're basically saying to him, dude, if you'd get in shape, you would be real sexy and handsome and maybe the sexiest man alive in the 90s.
I think he could fool people, maybe.
Wow.
But the way he was.
Agree with that pain? No.
He was so big. I was like, man.
I think Fat Boy was infatuated.
But then again, I've never seen Brad Pitt's ass crack.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. You missed out.
But I think I saw like a fat celebrity picture at the time. I was like, is that Fajita Mike? They're like, nope. It's Fat Brad Pitt, because they do like the fat quarterback pictures too. They did it with celebrities. Like, God, it looks like Fajita Mike.
Oh, man. Fajita.
He was cool. And then the Butch
athletic.
Security guard.
Athletic.
Security guard they had. The chick that would work the front.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I can't remember her name, but everybody got on that show, had a little 15 minutes worth.
They did.
I mean, we didn't get to see Angie's ass, but you know, she was nice.
She was real nice.
They didn't do the traveling Angie Land.
They didn't dance.
But they did the one before the Jackal show that night in Myrtle Beach, and they were out there dancing. And then... were you there? Did you go to that?
Yeah.
And you watched it from the side stage?
Was that the night the girl had the big snake?
I don't think so.
The blonde-headed one that I thought was flirting with me.
I might have missed that one.
I remember her. She was really nice.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was the thing. Like, she'd sit on your head in her underwear.
Oh,
and the snake was from a zoo or something. And I said, are you sure that thing won't
God, that might have been from the animal guy down in Myrtle Beach now that I think about it.
Oh, Doc Annell?
Doc Annell. She might have barred one of his snakes.
She might have.
Kevin Annell?
You are into it.
Vagabond Annell?
Today's a special day. It's all advice show. We do it once a month. That'll start up just after sports, which shouldn't take too long because there's no sports.
I don't want to promise you something and then I have time to do it. So
just
no sports.
This day in history. So that'll start up. We've already got several that are going to be, at least, you know, they said, yeah, I'll be available at this time and to call me, you know.
Better be. You better be there.
If this one is here, I will be a happy camper. I really will.
Kiss her ass.
I'll kiss your ass.
Kiss
and
his
say
ass.
You happy Hanukkah. This is a, quite frankly, a very unique situation that I don't recall having ever encountered in 25 years of radio. You hear it in my voice.
That's how long the show's been on, too.
No, but I mean, just me being on the radio in year 25.
You want to watch? What do you want?
You can't control your dreams. That's all I'll do for the tease. Because if something happens, she doesn't come on then. Like, I have some control, like you have some control over somebody calling in. But that's, you know, nevertheless, you can't control your dreams.
No, or what you eat.
So where does this come from? She's had recurring dream. And, man, shoe on the other foot, like, oh, I don't know what I would think about that either, man. That's wild. But you can't control your dreams. You just can't.
Not yet.
Not yet. That'll be coming up with, I think, next year's Teslas. We'll have that in there. So
as soon as Elon gets undistracted.
Feel free.
Geez, Lord. So now.
Feel free to, he's probably cutting down forests everywhere. Feel free to call or text. I would just tell you to text, at least through sports, but the number's 1-800-774-0093. I don't care what any website says. I'm telling you the truth. 1-800-774-0093. And that's the TLCMotors.com phone line. So all advice, all morning long. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, believe it or not, someone paid $88,000 for a Cheeto. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines. I like chips, but not that much.
88 grand? It better be a crunchy one. The superior Cheeto is crunchy.
Man, I don't even know what to guess.
I don't either. What does it look like?
One of these? Was it shaped like Jesus?
That's a good answer.
Remember that stuff was going on back in the early 2000s?
Oh, yeah, the sheets. We had the holy sheet that we found.
It's a holy Cheeto.
And the wasn't there a toaster that, like...
Yeah, toast. It was Jesus toast.
Jesus toast.
Jesus on a receipt. Remember that one?
Oh, wow. Like the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in intrigued. intrigued. Hold that card up, right? I can't see. All right. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I want
to... You seem to like it. You say that a lot, but yet...
Well, this is sad, and we can all, you know, have Dolly Parton in our thoughts today.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
She announced on Instagram that she lost her husband of nearly 59 years. Carl Dean passed away on Monday, March 3rd at the age of 82.
Oh, Carl.
Rest in peace, Carl Dean.
I wonder if she ever thought about being Dolly Dean.
That's a great question. Like, who got in her head and say, look, you're the brand before that was ever a thing?
Yeah, before... You know, I mean, that was a time when a woman got married. She kind of forsook her maiden name, even though it was already established.
Plus, he wasn't going to be Carl Parton, I don't think.
I mean, he was already a kept man.
I saw one picture of that guy in my entire life, and that was like a few years ago.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. But she seemed to somehow keep a private life, in a sense, and I think that's why there's not a lot of people to talk crap about her, because you know, we've always said, like, she seems like she's never done anybody dirty ever, because people will talk. All these people would, you know,
never forgot where she came from.
Country music podcasts. Absolutely. And stuff. Dolly's being a diva. No, well, never.
Dolly says in her post, Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice to the love we shared for over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and sympathy. And the family asks for privacy during this difficult time.
I'd love to know what his day-to-day was like, because she ain't always around.
Yeah, that's you talk about the lack of photos and everything, like, and her and the way she was very private. Like, I often wondered, like, you know, is it a open marriage or anything? You know, because there was all that speculation about Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, others.
Porter Wagoner, but everybody knew Porter wasn't into women.
Yeah, I think she said that it was.
My grandpa told me.
Like it was like a.
Look at that suit, boy. He ain't into women. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He did.
It's like country's Liberace.
Yeah.
I think she said, right, it wasn't like in years later, right? They just. I don't know. Who knows? I don't think she would come out and say, hey, yeah, I fool around, do what I want.
But no, there's no one ever come forward and said that they did. They're like,
yeah.
But like even Kenny Rogers, I wonder. Oh, yeah, that was the one, cool. Too, that. I mean, they did Islands in the Stream together.
Maybe
I mean,
she that was chemistry. That much of a Christian that she valued her vows.
I wish I was smart enough to think to ask him when I met him on the beach in 1995.
Oh, man.
But I was too young and stupid.
Yeah. You were in line for a free Roasters sandwich, probably.
He was doing the fingers thing. I'm like, what are you doing?
I did go to Kenny Rogers Roasters in Charlotte one time before it closed.
Was the sign too bright?
No, I just remember, like, I'm going for the cup. I wanted to have the cup to take home with me, yeah. I don't remember much about the food. I just wanted to get the cup.
You know,
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
If there's no Kenny Rogers, there's no Don Henley, and you don't get the Eagles, and the ripple effect of that whole thing.
That's true, and if Kenny hadn't had that bad acid trip, he wouldn't have quit rock and roll and went into country.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I just wonder what Carl's day-to-day life was. Do you tinker around? What do you do?
Ride a tractor.
Yeah, like.
He went to Dollywood every day.
He didn't need money.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to ride that fire truck roller coaster all damn day, Dolly. That's fine, Carl.
God, how many people did he tell that didn't know him? He's like, I'm Dolly's husband. Like, hey, okay.
They're like, sure you are.
He's like, I swear.
If his forehead and cheeks could talk. You understand?
If your honk hands could talk.
That's right. Incredible honk.
All right. Well, rest in peace. Well, somebody paid $88,000 for a Cheeto.
Who was it?
Why would you do such a thing?
Hi, Vladimir.
I'm going to say Todd McFarlane.
It was a flaming hot Cheeto that kind of looks like a Pokemon character.
I'm going to guess Ellen then.
What do you mean flaming?
I'm going to guess Ellen then.
That's a good guess.
I don't know the whole criteria to flaming, I'm but Ellen. I'm thinking it was hot.
Flaming hot.
I'm trying to think out of the box here. Like, what is sold in the past? So, is it shaped like a deity? Or, Trump!
Oh, that's a good guess.
Because it's orange. You know how people, mean people say that stuff.
I'll take the Cheeto. I'll bet.
I'll show you a picture of it.
Do the proceeds go to the Ukraine?
Not anymore.
My God. That looks like a country. Or a dragon. Is that Charizard?
Yes.
I
think it's Charizard.
It's
a Charmeleon.
It's one of the rarer characters.
Are you being serious? Oh my God.
Cheetozard is the name of this
thing. Can I hold your computer
up? Cheetozard.
Look at it. You can see it, can't you?
Oh, wow.
That's Charizard.
Charizard. Easy for you.
Charmander.
If it's blue, it'd be Meowth or whatever.
Snorlax.
Meowth.
A place in Georgia called First and Gold Collectibles. Mm. You ever heard of that place?
Georgia.
Mm-mm. Well...
Yeah, that's right below us in South Carolina.
you know that place? So this went viral last spring after somebody posted a video of it.
Last spring?
Yeah. They said that they've been hanging on to it for 5 years, and it's 3 inches long, and they framed it to look like a trading card. So how much did they get for this thing? An online auction site called Golden.
What? Ken Golden got that Cheeto?
Made that joke.
Last month, with a starting bid of $250, but the auction didn't end until this past weekend, and the thing sold for $88,000.
That better be on the show. I'm surprised he took it, starting at that low. It must have been one of his eBay auctions that kind of exceeded expectations and caught his attention.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he goes to his eBay guy on the show.
I mean,
says,
that's really, it's such a shame, though, to like, cause you, I mean, you know, the way that guy is. I mean, to make somebody think that's going to be something down the road, that it's going to have value. I mean, you're just literally breaking down. But that isn't a hobby, though. That's just stupidity.
You yeah. said two people, and it ended up being one of the two people you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, the other, I said it's going to be him or Brandon Steiner. But I can't believe that it was really, really somebody. God.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Eyes Guys headlines.
Pokemon, I don't know if it's ever going to lose value. They still play the game. The cards are as popular as ever.
You know what, though, man?
They're going to make new Pokemons.
Pokemon was nothing more than the United States citizens doing free geo mapping for the government.
Yep.
They literally would say, "Hey, we don't have boots on the ground footage of this area. How can we get people to go out there and video it for us?
Oh, we make it a Pokestop.
We put it at a Pokestop.
So they can get Pokeballs.
Okay. We put Charizard there.
We put a gym at the Mexican restaurant so it doesn't get invaded.
And then you got all these people going around videoing it for it, sending it to their GPS coordinates, and they're freaking geo-mapping for free. It was brilliant.
But you get Pokeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Better save them up.
Yes. This same people invested in NFTs, I would imagine. Paige, thank you so much.
Nifties. We love the nifties.
The nifties. Fatboy, there is no sports?
Well, there was a surprise retirement announcement yesterday that kind of took everybody by storm. And I didn't realize how long he'd been at this job. 31 years. He already won 2 Super Bowls as a coach.
Okay, so not Lester Holt.
Not Lester.
Okay.
That's Everybody's going to switch to David Muir full-time, I guess. After Lester leaves.
Sound like you have to race. Well, that's country as hell on that one. All right, we'll do some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 1995. 30 years ago, right?
Golly, yeah. Now, yeah. Oh, wow.
See if you know this. This gentleman lost his WBA boxing title because he refused to fight Tony Tucker.
Oh, Big George.
It is George. Knock off the fat. Why did he refuse to fight Tony Tucker?
Is he bigger?
Well, he said he was just too tough. He only lost a couple fights at that point by decision. I think Don King was managing Tucker and Tyson at the time. Foreman's like, not going to do it. And I think he went on to fight Lennox Lewis, Tucker, and lost.
Is that who? They gave him another fight, and then because he was a big crap talker, and he just got it served up to him. It had to be somebody like him.
Since 1987, Tucker was a world champion for 64 days until Tyson beat him.
See, I don't even remember the name.
I don't remember the guy's
names.
I remember Marvison Hagler.
Marvison Marvin.
Yeah, he was the number one contender instead of Bruce Seldon at the time.
Man.
Didn't want to fight him. Then Tucker's boxing license was revoked due to medical concerns about his vision.
Those guys got hit in the head so much, I forgot who they are.
Oops.
What was the surprise retirement?
CT's not funny, guys.
No, it's not really. And they can't check it till you're dead.
That's right.
After 31 years, Jimmy Johnson is retiring from Fox NFL Sunday. That was audio from the press conference, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 81 years old.
Plane's getting a little close to the building.
Apparently. Helicopters.
Does he look 81 years old, Jimmy Johnson?
Not at all. His hair is...
He's always on our Facebook fussing in the comments.
His hair is like that coif. Again, we talked about it the other day. Talking about how he has that George Jones kind of...
Floofy hair.
The opossum hair.
Yeah, like...
Says he's going to miss it. But when you're 81, like, what do you do? He was already living in Miami and living the life.
What do you do? You go to the University of North Carolina and get a new girl.
Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop when you're 81? You're like, how much time do I really have left?
My gosh. You know?
And what do I do?
I mean, would you live it every day like you're going to die tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but even if you do that for a couple weeks, you're like, God, man, I've done so many drugs, gotten drunk.
I'm worn out.
I've betted so many women. Like, what do I do?
Betted women. Bet it on game. Bet it on women.
Like, at that point, you think about switching the guys, too? Like, I mean, what do you do to mix it up?
No.
We out of here.
No. Think about that. Heaven.
All right.
That's a funny joke. Tonight. It's a funny joke.
Oh, okay.
Only if I can take my dogs with me to hunt on God's land. All right. That's a song, too.
Where my dogs
all
at?
Right. Here we go. I get nervous still, but I get excited. Huh?
Well, they're already calling right now.
I know. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone. Listen to the customer service you get.
So good.
The All Advice Show. Anything you want advice on in your life, and it doesn't have to be all serious, but it's got to, we're not going to answer where you should go eat lunch.
That's got to be good. It's got to be good.
Got to be good stuff. And we'll do that next. It always turns out to be good. I still get nervous that people, everybody in the world is about, you know what? I'm doing good today. I don't have anything going on.
Well.
But no, it's 2025 in America. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.